Federal wildland firefighters could soon see a big cut in their pay. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is racing to pass a fix, but some advocates say it is not enough. Nate Hedgie from the public radio podcast Outside In reports.
The Smoke Jumper base in Missoula, Montana is humming with activity. There's a plane gearing up for a practice parachute drop, and exhausted firefighters returning home after weeks on assignment at blazes in Idaho and Michigan. Isaac Cruises is back for a few days before rolling out to New Mexico for another fire. Business as usual, he says.
You could be on the road 2 to 3 weeks away from your family working 16-hour days. So there's a lot of time out there in the dirt and away from your family.
Cruises, who's 47, has been a firefighter for more than 2 decades. He's also an officer in the union that represents U.S. Forest Service employees. He says the job has been good for the past couple of years. Ever since Congress passed a temporary pay bump for firefighters back in 2021 as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law, it raised their base pay by 50% or $20,000, whichever came first. Cruises says the boost made his job a lot more palatable because it meant he didn't have to chase overtime as much during the off-season to make ends meet.
It allowed me not to leave the family in January and February. It allowed me to be home and take care of the kids a little more.
But that boost expires on September 30th. Without it, the base pay for a new recruit would return to around $14 an hour. In a town like Missoula, you can make more money working in a restaurant. Cruises' union estimates that the Forest Service could lose more than a third of its firefighters to higher-paying jobs if the pay boost expires.
You need somebody to help fight those fires, and if we don't retain those people, you're going to have nobody to do it.
Earlier this month, a bipartisan group of senators from western states introduced a bill to permanently raise the pay for firefighters. Even Montana Republican Steve Daines, a strong critic of the Biden administration and government spending, is a co-sponsor, as is his Democratic counterpart, John Tester.
This is about recruitment. It's about retention. It's about paying folks for a very dangerous job so that they can have a fair salary.
The firefighters union is supporting the bill. Members like Cruz's say it would still result in a pay cut for many firefighters compared to what they've been getting for the past 2 years, but it's more than what they were paid before then.
This bill is going to give you less than we're getting right now, but it's a start.
While the bill would increase how much money they get working overtime, it would actually decrease their base pay.
Everybody's going to take some kind of a pay cut, and the people at the higher levels are going to take the biggest pay cut.
Reva Duncan is with the advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters. She says the new bill means some experienced fire managers could see their base hourly wages drop by 25% compared to what they're currently getting. The U.S. Forest Service estimates that firefighters can make up that gap by working 6 weeks or more on active fires or prescribed burns. That way, they'd get extra overtime or hazard pay. But Duncan says that isn't a reliable source of income, especially for behind-the-scenes personnel who aren't actively on fires all the time. That said, she thinks the bill is better than nothing and that her group will keep lobbying Congress for more changes.
Our hope is that people hang in there. Grassroots is going to continue to fight for other reforms that really didn't get included into this new proposal. So that's our hope. We're going to try and encourage people to hang in there a little longer.
Back at the Smoke Jumper base in Missoula, Isaac Cruises says he still supports the bill, but he'll also be gearing up to chase more overtime work this coming winter to make up any gaps.
I've got 6 children and I'm going to be away from them for a bit.
For NPR News, I'm Nate Hedgie in Missoula, Montana.